You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Hello and welcome to a slightly different style of episode here on An Englishman in the Balkans. Normally, it's me talking to interesting people, not only about the Western Balkans, but about Bosnia and Herzegovina in particular, so that the stories that they tell will give you a better understanding of this very misunderstood country, heart-shaped country, actually, in the middle of the Western Balkans where I live. So I was thinking maybe to have some more episodes where it's just Tamara and I talking about our life, things that we see, things that we do, experiences that we have. You might find that interesting. And also thought about doing episodes with just me chatting to you. I don't know if you would like that or not. I'm sure that you'll let me know through the comments, through reactions on the review parts of the platforms, the podcast platforms where you hear this. I had planned a really, what I thought was going to be cool episode today, and it's all gone wrong. I had this title of Walking Through the Village, and the plan was I was going to get up, have some coffee and some toast, and then put a lapel microphone on myself and go walking for about 4.5 kilometres up this steep hill onto the ridge, and then around by the local church, down through the forest, and back round to the house. So it's like a circle, and most of it is through beautiful forestry. The best laid plans of mice and men is one thing, and also the military have this phrase, which is the best plans don't survive first contact with the enemy. And yeah, that's what's happened today. I wanted to do this experiment, and I thought this is going to be really cool. The plan I had sorted out, I'd worked a whole day on it, I'd tested out the technology, and I set off this morning from the front gate, and as I went up the hill, I started to feel more and more, I won't say dizzy, but it was just like I'm losing my balance. Now, this has been something that's been happening to me on and off for a few months now, where all of a sudden I just feel like I'm losing my balance. And halfway up the hill, about 15 minutes into the walk, I really didn't want to go any further and stopped, turned around, and came back. And that recording, that short recording that I'd made up to that point, is what this podcast is all about, where I'm telling you about where I live and what I see when I walk away from my front door and up to the point where I think, man, this is like really weird and I better go home, and I come down the hill. So it is a bit of a failed mission. I'm not sure if it's a podcast that you will stick with, but please do let me know in your comments. And I'm now thinking to myself, should I worry about losing my balance? There's some history of it in with my grandparents, but I don't want to go into that at the moment. And when I came back and told Tamara, she said, don't worry about it. And so I'd taken some sugar, and my blood pressure is a bit low, but we'll see how it goes. But it's in the front of my mind at the moment. Anyway, enough of that. We want to keep life positive because positivity is where it's at. So this is me, David, this morning at around 9:30. It's 19 degrees outside, which is very unusual at the moment for the 2nd of November. Trust me, but that is the real temperature. And off I go for my walk. So although I had hoped to be chatting to you about everything that I see on one of my nice walks from my front door, it does get cut off a bit early. So here you go. Please enjoy. And it's all part of life for me as an Englishman in the Balkans.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to House Victoria, your home away from home in the enchanting region of Banja Luka in northern Bosnia and Herzegovina. At House Victoria, we offer you a truly memorable and authentic experience. Immerse yourself in the local culture, connect with the community, and create lasting memories. Explore historical landmarks, indulge in delicious local cuisine, and venture off the beaten path. We are committed to sustainable tourism and ethical travel. Ready to embark on an unforgettable adventure? Book your stay today. Visit our website at holidayinbosnia.com or reach out to us directly on WhatsApp at 00387-66657-916. We can't wait to welcome you to our apartment and share the wonders of this captivating region with you. Let us be your guides as you create memories that will last a lifetime. Choose House Victoria for your next getaway. Your adventure awaits.
Okay, so in this episode for the podcast, I'm going to walk around my village and the village where I live and show you what it's like just closing the gate. It's a nice warm morning, although I do have my fleece on, and I've just come out onto the main road. We have a stop sign, which is quite crazy because we have just a track going up to my neighbours, but we have a stop sign. And I'm looking across these gorgeous fields, which had up until recently lots of maize, lots of corn, sweet corn, growing there. And right in the distance I can see the hills, which are the hills I think at the start of the Kozra National Park, which is one of the big national parks in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This one is right up in the north. So today we're going to be walking about an hour and a half. I don't think that the whole walk will be on this episode, because just listening to me talking for an hour and a half could get quite boring. I don't know. You'll tell me. And that's what I'd like you to do, is to comment and even share the podcast. And by the way, I'm not the youngest of chaps, so as I go up this hill, which is the first bit of the route, if I'm breathing a bit heavy, do bear with me. Look at that. One of the many tractors that are around this place. Everybody seems to have a tractor, apart from us, of course. Walking up the hill onto the ridge, where we'll be able to look over the Verbas Valley towards our nearest town of Laktarshi. I'm just crossing the road to the hedges here, and there's all these shriveled rose hips. Rose hips, rose hips, rose hips. And I'm not sure how much you can hear on the microphone, but somebody has got a small digger in the field behind us, and I can see it from here now. And I don't know if they're putting services in, which would be some ducting for sewage, maybe water supply pipe, but they're certainly digging something. I can't see what it is exactly from where I am at the moment. And another tractor going by. I haven't got a clue what all these particular gadgets they have behind them. Some spray manure, some do hay baling. The tractors are used a lot here. And on the left now, just going past one of our neighbours on the hill, and he's chopping up his wood. Normally all the wood is chopped, stacked, ready for winter. Would have been done by now. But we're having some really seriously crazy weather. I don't know what it is today. I'm just opening my fleece. I would say about 20 degrees.
You're listening to an Englishman in the Balkans.
Hi, and dobrodošli. My name is Ivana, and I'm the heart and soul behind the Balkans East podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Australia. As a former refugee, I've walked the path of resilience and transformation. My mission, to empower Balkan women and men to heal, thrive, and grow through my coaching and mentoring programs. Join me on this incredible journey of self-discovery, community, and belonging. Together, we'll rewrite our stories and move forward towards a brighter future. Balkans East Podcast, your source of authentic stories, inspiration, and wisdom. Ready to make a difference? Dive in and follow us today.
A house that is almost completed now. They build with normally with concrete blocks. The foundations go quite deep because in the past we have had winters where it gets very cold, minus 25. We haven't had many of them in the recent years. But I'm looking at one now. Very modern style, not traditional Bosnian style at all. UPVC windows in there and some sort of brown tiling cladding the outside of the house, which will be finished off, I think, with a layer of insulation and then plaster to make it all nice and smooth, and then it will be painted. Ours used to be a burgundy colour with grey, but a few years ago we had it changed and now it's grey and white. A blue jay swooping past me into the trees, and on one of the trees here is a field empty and it has for sale and the telephone number. People selling their land here now. Maybe because the way our life is changing, people are no longer planning to grow up in a city, educated in a city, find a job in a city, find an apartment in the city, and that cycle going over and over again. I really do think that people are starting to want to move out into rural locations like where we are, and to, I don't know, bring up their family in the countryside, lots of nice fresh air, and then commute. I'm feeling very dizzy at the moment, to be honest with you. I'm going to go up a little bit higher. But the change of plan might be that I need to take it a bit slower. But from where I am, and this is about two-thirds up the hill, there's small holdings in front of me. Each one of them has these small, very thin, what looks like outhouses. Stone and concrete bases with a door in, a pitch roof on top, and then slats on top of that, the upper floor. And that's where they smoke their meat. People have animals here, and they raise them, slaughter them, and use them for food. So if you're a vegetarian listening to this today, that's the way it is here, unfortunately, for you. For them, it's the way of life. And I can look right across now to the valley, the Verbas Valley. I can see the river Verbas, which runs from the south, or the south of Bosnia-Herzegovina, going north for another 34 kilometres from here to the River Sava on the northern borderline. Right in the distance, on the hill, there is a white church, and that is where the Italian community came here when the Austro-Hungarians occupied this region under mandate from the international community back then in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And over there are vineyards, and when you visit that area, just to the west of Laktaş, it's west of the aerodrome, the airport, Banja Luka Airport, there is a small Italian community that is still present. We know some people from that community. They still treasure their Italian heritage. In fact, there's an Italian restaurant in Laktaş, which is run by Italians. And yeah, you can see all the Italian cars outside. What else can I see? Ah, the grey tower, the control tower of Banja Luka Airport. Our airport is serviced by low-budget airlines such as Wizz Air, Ryanair, and so on, flying to Northern Europe mainly, Sweden and Germany, and of course Austria. And I can also see close to me in the woods, and this country is covered in shuma, in forestry, and the multicoloured boxes of beehives. Well, the multicoloured beehives. Yeah, they do look like boxes to me. But a lot of beekeepers here in the village. And for people that have allergies, it's always advised to take honey that comes from the area where you have allergies. Oh, there's a pretty cool looking horse as well. More berries right next to the road. I was going to walk for an hour and a half, but I am starting to feel very lightheaded, to be honest with you. And so I'm going to make a move back down the hill. It's been bothering me a bit lately, but maybe I need a stick. But feeling lightheaded like this is something new for me, so I'm not going to push it. I just want to keep around so that I can not only enjoy this life that I have, but also that I can bring you stories from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Gorgeous day today. Absolutely gorgeous. And I'm recording this actually with an old Zoom hand recorder. It's over 20 years old. The plastic casing has seen better days, but the microphone is still, or the recording elements inside, still work a treat. And then I have a Rode lavalier mic plugged into it, and that's clipped onto the front of my fleece. And yeah, I'm just recording as we go. I'll edit this so that all the pauses where I'm walking and my heavy breathing doesn't interrupt your listening pleasure. Yeah, I thought that I would create a podcast episode like this because most of the channel is me talking to interesting people that I bump into or that I think that you might find interesting. So that's what's been on the channel since 2013. I only have a few episodes from back then. We had a number of stops and starts with the podcast, but I do enjoy doing it and I do enjoy talking to you. I don't have a clue how many of you are listening, so here's my prompt. If you like the channel, you can do a number of things. Please bear with me. One is to give a review on the platform that you're listening on, whether that's Apple or Google or Spotify. That will always help. And more importantly, if you could give me some comments. Not so much about, David, I like the content, blah, 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 but more of, could you talk more about this? Could you find out more about this? And I will try my best. Unlike many other podcasters, I think, a lot of people do podcasting as a business these days. I don't. I'm trying to raise enough funds every month to pay for hosting and equipment replacements. But for me, at the moment, it's a hobby that I would like to expand. So if you'd be of a mind to want to help me in that, there are links in the show notes where you can join. I put the content on my platform here at An Englishman in the Balkans podcast.com. It's also on Patreon, where I have a number of simple tiers where you might wish to support me there. Babbage. That's the name of the person that lives here. And how do I know that? Because they have their name on the letterbox. People do not, in the rural communities, don't have envelopes necessarily or packages posted through a slit in the door. Most people have a box. They have their name on it. We don't, on ours. And the other thing about living in this particular village, as I think other villages in the country, is nobody has house numbers. We don't have a street number. So if you were to post something to us here in Bosnia-Herzegovina, then the address would be Cidacini BB. So Cidacini is the name of the village, and BB in the local language means bez broj, which means without a number. So the postman, can you believe this? The postman that delivers not to only our village, but surrounding villages as well, he has his bright yellow scooter and his official hat and jacket. He needs to know who's who in the zoo. So, yeah, so it would have my name or Tamara's name on it. And then you put Cidacini BB, which is Cidacini without a number, and the postcode of Laktaši, which is our nearest town with a large post office where they sort the mail, and he delivers it. But there, somebody's actually put their name on the post box. So I'm coming back down the hill now. It's a lot easier coming down, trust me, than going up. I think this is the lorry coming with the digger on the back. So his job is done. And I'm walking along the outside of our property now and looking at all the trees. They're looking pretty sad at the moment because we are going into autumn. And we have a lot of plum trees and apple trees, normally turned into rakia, šljivovica or jabukovača, which is like plum brandy and apple brandy, but it's been not that good a harvest for the second or third year in succession. And a small bus stop. And the bus stop here is not for a bus service into the local town. We don't have that. But what it is for, it's for the kids. So they have these around the local area so the kids don't have to walk 4 or 5 or 6 kilometres, 7 kilometres to and from school every day. They now get free bus service.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.